Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt. Guys, we have a little bit of news here today. It's going to be just a short little episode here, but we have the Dunk and Egg series, The Hedge Knight, has finally cast some people here. This is coming in from entertainment.com. Other sites are reporting as well. I'm just going to be reading a little bit of this here. Basically, we just have the casting of the main cast. So Peter Claffey and Dexter Sol Ansel. I'm not entirely sure how you pronounce his name. But though that's essentially going to be our Dunk and Egg. And I will say, you know, when we were thinking about this, we wanted Dunk to be somebody kind of big, somebody like physically big, somebody, you know, of large stature. And just looking at him here, he does kind of look like a, you know, like a bigger guy. Let me see if I can pull up like his exact height and weight here. But I will say the kid that they've cast, Dexter, Sol, I don't know how they're going to pronounce it. I'll have to like hear an interview or something. I mean, he looks pretty young, which I think is honestly a good thing. I mean, he certainly looks like Egg. I think they've got it. And Peter Claffey here, I think he's relatively new into acting. It doesn't look like he's actually really been in that much stuff. He's been in a show called Bad Sisters, a show called Wreck, and a show called Harry Wild. Looks like that was just like a one episode thing. So Wreck is probably what he's actually sort of known for. I'm unfamiliar with all of those. They might even be like British series, which is what they do a lot of times. They cast a lot of British actors, UK actors for A Song of Ice and Fire. So often when here in America, when we hear the names, we're not usually familiar with them sometimes, but there's one thing HBO has done extremely well in A Song of Ice and Fire. It is casting. But it looks like maybe he was like a rugby player. So, I mean, he's, you know, looks like he's maybe like a bigger kind of taller guy. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like super big. You know, even if he's like 6'3", 6'4", you can kind of, you know, have that stand out. I think you look at like Reacher, the show Reacher. Obviously, you know, they did the movies with Tom Cruise and, you know, the character in the books is like 6'7". So now they have Alan Richardson playing him, and I think he's like 6'4", but he's a pretty stacked dude. So, you know, you can make up with screen, you know, a few of the inches there heights wise. But I think this guy here, this Peter Claffey, I kind of see him as Dunk. You know, we'll need to see him with longer hair. I'm looking here and I'm not particularly seeing any images of him with like longer hair, but I think I can see it. I think I can see him as Dunk. So, you know, we've got a little bit of time. It really doesn't like has a bunch. Mostly when I look up stuff, it looks like he was a rugby player. So and now he's into acting. So I think that'll work. So there's a little bit more to this article I'll read here. Ansel's 9 years old. So when you look at like Game of Thrones, remember actually the kids in the books are really young. You know, like Rickon's supposed to be like 3-4 years old. Obviously, the actor that plays him is a lot longer. You know, it gets when we see him at the end. I mean, that character is still supposed to be like 4 years old in the books. So, you know, obviously the kid that's playing him is much older. Bran ages up quite a bit. So I think with going with somebody who looks like they're incredibly young, I think it's a good idea because, you know, now it seems like shows take about 2 years to film, 2 years to get going. So even the content that we have from the actual Dunk and Egg stories is 3 books, roughly 3 years, you know, worth of content. That's 3 shows, but that's might be spread out over 6 years if it's going to be every other year that we get the next season. So then he gets, as we know, Egg does get a little bit older. That's when we move past the actual Dunk and Egg content and just into what we have in the history is World of Ice and Fire. And then also, you know, eventually we'll get Fire and Blood Part 2, but also what we're told in the main series itself, just in history and lore. So I think them going with him potentially even looking as young as he does, he looks very young, is a good idea because that will help with the aging up a little bit. So by the time they get to what would be the 4th book of Dunk and Egg, if we ever get that, George still has to finish Winds of Winter before we even think about getting that. Then he would be a little bit more of that age because there'll be no in the last Dunk and Egg book, the Mystery Knight is when Dunk kind of goes out of hiding a little bit since he's been traveling around, Egg goes out of hiding as he's been traveling around with Dunk for a while and sort of announces himself a little bit more as Aegon Targaryen. That's when he's moving into like the teenage years. So I think this casting is actually pretty good on both parts. There's not a ton of news on it. I guess that kid was in the new, he was in the Hunger Games. I'm unfamiliar with Hunger Games, to be honest, the new one or the originals. I never really saw those, but obviously those are big movies. So, you know, the fact that he's in that tells me acting wise, he should probably be pretty good to find himself here. So, yeah, there's not a ton of news on just that's just that we know it's coming. And then they kind of go on and talk about there's other Game of Thrones successor shows and things coming out as well. So, yeah, just a little bit of news here that we do actually have the casting. And yeah, I think I could see him as Dunk. I definitely see the kid more as Egg, but we'll have to see how it goes here. You know, Dunk is supposed to be this big, tall, kind of goofy guy a little bit, right? You know, Dunk the Lunk, thick as a castle wall, is what he's always telling himself in his inner monologue. So it's just another thing. Cool, we know that there was, we saw the tease for casting a while ago. We talked about that. I think that was really kind of end of like last summer, kind of in the fall was when I remember seeing that notification, hey, they're going to begin casting for this. And now that we know they did, and we know they're moving along with production, so just pretty cool to see that this is going on. So like I said, just a little bit of news here. So with that, as always, thank you guys for watching. Jamie and I will be back continuing our House of the Dragon rewatch, getting ready for season 2. So with that, hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and remember that winter is coming.